The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Tomorrow's car is in stock today. Tech driver Hyundai Tucson turbo diesel all-wheel drive. It's time for the Doyens of Drive. Joel Kane and Brian Fletcher. The Run Home with Joel and Fletch on SEN starts now.
Yes, it certainly does. Welcome to The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Not Fletch today. I'll tell you who our guest is in a moment. All thanks to Hyundai. The Hyundai Tucson turbo diesel is in stock now. We welcome our listeners however you're tuning in. 1170 SEN in Sydney, 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast, perhaps SENQ on DAB+. You can now catch in your cars up there in Queensland. The SEN app, you can download the SEN app at the App Store or the Google Play Store. And I know many, many people are tuning in also via the podcast. So if you're tuning in belatedly on the podcast, we say hello to you. Now, you lead the show, and you can lead it on the podcast as well. You just need to slide into the old DMs, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Joel Fletch SEN, and we can pick those up when we get them. Ryko Filters call on 1300 01 1170. You can text 0457 736 736. Now, I know earlier today, our stablemate Jimmy Smith, who's doing great things with his show, he put a call out. He said, have you saved the SEN text line or call line number into your phone? And he got absolutely bombarded with aubergines, and I felt very, very proud about that. Well done to you, Brian. Our call of the day will win a TaylorMade prize pack consisting of a dozen TP5X golf balls and a TaylorMade Tour radar hat, and our man Socky will be the judge of that best call of the day. Coming up on today's show, Millie Boyle, the joint Dalian medalist, ahead of the big State of Origin coming up tomorrow night. That is the fifth instalment of the women's State of Origin. And Justin Hodges, the proud Queenslander, we're going to catch up with him ahead of his big fight against, well, many people are calling him the polar bear, or have called him the polar bear, Benny Hannett. He's calling him the big omelette. So we look forward to catching up with Hodges a little bit later on as well. But this man here, who is so excited about this draft coming out for the BBL. Mm. Sock, good afternoon. How are you, mate?
So excited. I wish I was an English cricketer. Yeah. How good this draft's going to be. Yeah. What's the news? Well, the news with cricket, we won't spend too long on it, is that essentially CA are trying to make sure that the Big Bash maintains its status as one of the big tournaments in the world. Yeah. And in doing so, they are going to pay the overseas an exorbitant amount of money, which is good news for them. Not so good for the little fat left arm finger spinner sitting immediately opposite you, Sugar.
And I understand this as you look at another fat right hand, whatever, I can't even swing the ball.
But finger bun.
Yeah, finger bun. Spinner. Tell me this. So say someone like an Andre Russell, for example, right? Mm. What would this mean for him?
I think if you, in a real short term, they can nominate these players how long they're going to play for. So he might say, right, I'm available for 8 games, which would get you to January 2. And there's another tournament starting in the UAE in which they will receive tax-free money. And they're looking at potentially $500,000 for the best players there. So, right, I'm Andre Russell. I nominate for 8 games, get picked up by the Melbourne Stars for $340,000 Aussie, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Then I leave at Christmas, and I go and play in the UAE, and I get $500,000 there. So for 2 months' work, hold on to your seats, you'll earn $850,000.
And you've not even mentioned IPL yet.
That's not IPL, which has just signed, on a side note, just signed one of the biggest deals of all time, $10 billion, was it $1 billion deal, half
Disney.
Digital, half digital, half TV rights, in which basically the average game of the IPL will now be worth more than a Premier League game.
Oh.
So $22 million a game for the IPL versus $16 million for an EPL game, which is absolutely astonishing.
Wow.
Mm.
So that's massive. How are you, Brooks?
Yeah, good. Just on that, like to think when we interviewed Jeff Wilson yesterday, because he was on the Run Home in New Zealand, he got a cap in T20 cricket back in, when was it, early 2000s?
Yep.
And that sport, and what you're saying in terms of the money
how
that's being spent
gone,
in entertainment and stuff, where it's gone, where it was just like a game where they would dress up in the old New Zealand kit, they'd grow moustaches, they'd get an all black to bowl
never,
a couple
it was
of
never
overs.
Never taken seriously.
Now
Andrew Johns played for New South Wales 12 years ago.
So officially, he officially played from, didn't he?
He officially played a game, which means officially he could become an ACA and a cricket member, and officially he's could use all the supportive networks that the Cricket Association's got. So, yeah, amazing. So that's how seriously it was taken, and now it is basically it's going to be the future of the game. The IPL is looking to expand. South Africa is looking to start its own private tournament, which will involve privatisation. And in Cricket Australia, of course, throughout the week, have been talking about selling the clubs off to indie investors, people that own Manchester United. Basketball teams are looking to invest that money. So it is the way forward for cricket.
The honeymoon's over, boys. I got up this morning and I thought, I made sure I had a good sleep last night. And I thought, right, it's time to get your backside trackside again. Get back into it. You can't go repeated days without doing anything. So I've gone for a run. Admittedly, I went for a run walk. So I'd run for a couple of minutes. Right. I'd walk about 5Ks.
Interval training, they call it.
Yeah, exactly. And I wouldn't say the high intensity was that high, but it doesn't matter. It was interval training. So anyway, you know when you're sort of running, and I'm actually looking at me feet and that, and I'm going, oh, I'm not in bad shape, right? Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm probably thinking I'm looking like Mitch Moses or something like that. I'm running. And then
Have you got the old West Tigers clobber on
No. And I run past the shop front, right? An empty shop front.
Oh, you got a good look.
So I thought, I'm going to have a little peg at myself here. And the bloke who's running, who I think's running, looks nothing like
the bloke in that reflection.
Who's that? The big fat walrus in the thing. Oh,
yeah, but those glasses, they do.
Oh, yeah. You know,
very unflattering.
Yeah.
Then I got home, and Fletchy's been onto this. The Wim Hof jump in the pool is ice.
Yeah.
Absolute ice.
Yeah, I've never quite understood that. Just go and have a nice warm bath.
Yeah.
Maybe a VB or a low-calorie beer or something. Yeah. Yeah, feel better
So we're off the midweek drinking at the moment. Well, it's a loose agreement. And so the wife, on the phone to the wifey, who's probably listening at the moment, right? Doesn't matter. So she said, righto, enough of the midweek drinking, you know, let's just get our heads on. I said, yeah. And that's a fantastic idea on a Monday after you've had a big weekend, right? Mm. Later in the week, when you've sort of been, you know, axed to the grind for a bit, you think, oh, I've had a few big days.
You've earned it.
Wouldn't mind a couple, right? Oh. So I said, oh, what are your movements? She said, oh, I'm going to be at touch football about 8:30. I went, oh, hello. Right? So I thought I'll get myself.
I hope she's not listening.
I actually do too. So I thought, righto, I'll get myself a couple of beers, right? Just to sit down and relax and away we go. So I sit down, crack open a couple of beers. Young bloke comes out, he goes, Dad, and then, but he's an ally, he's on my side,
good.
So
yeah, he gets it.
He's okay, you know, I'm safe with him, right? His sister's in doing some homework, not so sure about her. So when she comes out to the kitchen, I've sort of got to just obscure the four pints. Yeah. Anyway, so
cup of tea looks a bit frothy there, Dad. Yeah.
So what she typically does, though, the wifey, when she gets in the car, she'll make a call. That's sort of her go-to, you know. Right. So she does that, finish the game of touch, and the call's been made. Right. And I'm thinking, okay. Well,
the shot clock's on.
Yeah, the shot clock's on. This party's over in 12 minutes, right? So now I've got to get myself organised. So I've crushed the cans, right? And I've put them in, you know, when you get your beers, they come out with the brown paper bag thing.
Yeah.
So I've put them back into the brown paper bag inside my own bag. Right. And I can get rid of the rubbish. That's a problem for another day.
Yeah.
So this morning I've gone for my run. I'm feeling good about myself. I'm about to tackle the lawns and, you know.
Welcome the other day. Here comes the other day.
And then I see my bag. I left it purposely open. I've got nothing to hide, right? except for the brown paper bag with the crushed cans in it. And then I see somehow, remarkably, this brown paper bag has made itself with great prominence right to the top of the bag.
Oh, yeah.
And nothing's been said. Yeah. But it's a message to say
everything's been said.
I know what you did last summer.
Yeah. So
three cans though. That's not too bad.
She didn't see the third can. So you just give me up there, Socky boy. But anyway, 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. Then what I did this afternoon. So I went and had to get skin cancer removed. So I got the cutout about a month ago, and then they said you got to come back, champ. You got a bit of a light skin cancer. It's nothing to worry about. It's going to be fine. It was malignant.
Okay.
But they could get it off. There was some kind of term, so it's nothing to worry about, which is great. And because I had to go there so early, Fletcher's been talking about Chinese all week, right? And it's just in me brain. And Tarrant Point Bowling Club has this magnificent little Chinese, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to whip into there on the way to work. So I sit down there, right? And I love when you go to a bowling club, and I love the life they're living there, right? So you've got so many, you've got the people in the tracksuits, they've just played their game, they're talking about, oh, you know, we nailed the bloody lawn bowls today.
Yeah.
And then you've got the bloke on his own who's doing the Sudoku, and he likes doing that, and there's a lady over there who's putting a few quinellas on, right? And then you've...
Kino,
yeah, Warriors. You've got the group over there, that table, and you just know those six blokes are there every day of the year, right? And don't you dare sit in their spot. That's they own that chair, right? You've got that person over there. And so I'm looking for a table. I order my meal. They give you the number, and I'm looking for a table. And I go, oh, righto, there's a table. Now, the table was a table for six, right? Oh, dear, I'm getting the call now. So there's a table for six.
We've got 12 minutes. Quick, let's scale these beers.
There's a table for six, right? And it's out towards the window. And I thought, okay, well, that's the only one available. Go and plop my number down there and go to the bathroom. And I'll come back. And there's three people who have sort of hijacked my table, so to speak. But it's fair enough because it's a table for six, right?
Or a blow-in.
So I sit down and it's like, oh, yeah, my number's here. I didn't say anything. I'm fine with that. And I actually had my little earpiece in because I wanted to listen to a bit of Jimmy's show while I was just sitting there on my pat having me fried rice. Anyway, so I'm doing that. Anyway, the bloke goes to the bar or the bathroom or dinner, wherever it is. So there's this older lady who I find out later to be named Sue, and clearly it's her daughter-in-law.
Right.
And they're not talking at all, right?
Oh, wow.
So not at all.
In the middle of it here.
Well, then, and I'm just looking for a bit of downtime, right? And then Sue's come at me. So she's just peppering me with questions, right? So, and then eventually the daughter-in-law leaves, and then she goes, ah, oh, she's a rude bloody blah, blah, blah. So now I'm Sue's best mate. So when my meal comes out, Sue makes mention of, oh, wow, that's a big meal, right? And I'm thinking she was very interested in this meal. So I finished the meal. I was never going to finish it in full. So I sort of push it away. She goes, oh, you finished, are you? I said, yeah. I said, you can have the rest if you want. I haven't touched any of that. Way you go.
Straight into it.
She goes, no. Molly would love that. I said, who's Molly? She goes, my staffy. I said, oh, right. I said, oh, well, you can ask for a doggy bag if you want. She goes, I bought my own. So she got like a doggy do bag out, right? And then she starts scooping the rice into the doggy bag, right? And I said, why don't you go around to all the tables? Molly be sorted for a month. And she goes, that's not a bad idea. And then the son's trying to calm her down. But that's been my day, Sock. That's been my day to this point. And based on that last call I just missed, I don't know if it's going to get any better.
That sounds like the golden years, an episode of the golden years. Yeah. Having lunch and breakfast with Beryl and playing
the golden girls.
With the golden girls. Featuring Sugar.
Oh, yeah.
An episode. That's season one of a series. My name is Joel.
I just left there going, I love this. It's
a good life.
That's me.
My first job was actually cleaning glasses and ashtrays at the Richmond Club and doing maintenance. So, and I knew nothing about maintenance, but I'd just carry around a hammer and a drill and pretend I was doing stuff. But basically, if you're hungover, you'd go and sleep downstairs in the pokey room. I found a little corner and whatnot. But the people there, I kid you not, they would get there, those people that you just spoke about, they would be there before you'd remove the bollards at 7 or 7.30.
Is that right?
And they would race as quickly as they could on their four walker crawlies, sit on a poker machine, sit on said chair that you were talking about before, and they would be there all day, every day.
Bit like the SCG for the test.
Get the member's seat, get in early, and they would, if you were a minute late, geez, they'd be up you for the rent. You know, they'd be straight onto you if you, you know, ruined any of that sort of cycle or routine that they had.
Yeah.
And I'm like, geez, I can't wait till I'm 65. This is going to be amazing.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Like, I'm picturing it now.
Bowling clubs are just the best, are they not? Like, I feel like in a city where everywhere's getting expensive, you can still find a nook and a cranny here and there where a beer's like $5.
That's
Down on the beaches, Sock, there's the Harbord Bolo.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously down in Manly, all those pubs are getting quite expensive. And the same sort of characters I feel frequent at Tarrant Point Bowling Club, at Harbord.
They're all represented, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. And then they come together for a love of the game of bowls.
That's it.
Bloody beautiful.
And in Queensland, you got the surf clubs. Like when I was up there recently, I went to the Currumbin Vikings. You know that surf right club right on the point there.
It's beautiful.
Like we were there
good
every
Anzac
afternoon.
Day service as well.
They were gearing up for that. It was the Anzac Day weekend when we were up there.
Yeah, it's
and it's just like you go there, you got your voucher that gets you 80 cents off every schooner.
Yeah.
You're facing north, seeing the Gold Coast Sunline. You've got the alley right there.
Yeah.
It's like one of the spots. Like we're blessed, aren't we?
Except for when you go in and you go, oh, I'm only going to this pub because it's a $16 schnitzel, and then you throw $200 in the pokes, and it's the $216 schnitzel.
With chips.
How good are those clubs, Brooksy? You pay your $5 for a membership fee. You never go in there again, but you've won it all back in the first couple of minutes on meals, vouchers.
And you'll tell anyone that you've justified the purchase of the membership. You go, well, I know it was $10, but I've got $11.80 in schooners.
Had a jug of Nescafe Blend 43. Eyes are popping out of your head. I've had that much free coffee.
We've got a bowling club very close to our place, actually, and they don't have any betting facilities there or screens with the fox, right?
Right.
And nor do they have any sort of kitchen. Mm. So basically what it is, it's the locals who have got too much money there who just don't want to get anyone new to the club.
Yeah.
It's their club, rack off, right?
Yeah.
They just want to make it their own. But it's very charming. So based on the $5, you turn up and you go, because it's a nice, charming old little bowling club. And you go, oh, have you got your membership card? And I go, oh, no, I've lost it. And there's no registration of you anywhere on the system. There is no, get in. You got to get a new. So I go there probably 6 or 8 times a year, right? And each time I'm a new member. And they give me this bodgy little card, right?
And they make you wear like a purple jacket or a fluoro jacket and say you're an outsider, you know, you're an outcast and everyone knows who you are.
They just know. That's the business model. We're going to charge it each time because we know you are going to have too many here and lose our little crappy card we gave you. And then you're going to be a member again.
It's got butter on it, so you lose. It's all.
I said after about becoming the member the 400th time, I said, do you need to put this into a computer or a register? No, just use your card. Yeah. I went, all right, thank you.
Suckers like you before, mate.
Yeah, exactly right.
The pub at Catherine Hill Bay, it's right, that it's an old mining town, so a lot of the houses there, there's they're doing a bit of construction there, but, the main drag, there's only a few old school houses and then some big mansions. I've been up there for a few, boys' weekends and stuff. Mm. You go there and you'll try and watch the footy or something, but there's no Foxtel this place, but they've got all the Sky Racing channels.
Oh, right.
So following the game on the phone and you're just betting on the horses. you don't even know where these greyhound tracks are, but just go, RG7, this is the old cards and stuff. But those ones are so good. Even though you don't have all the TVs and whatnot, it's the old thing. They do some interesting thing on Friday Happy Hour as well. They bring some people in and, spice the... those ones over in the
DB Brooks.
That's
a charming park.
They do. Not necessarily on the Friday hour, but every other day in the week, they're very good.
It's worthwhile going to. Yeah.
If there's a venue called a bolo and it's got good food, you can't miss.
Yeah.
You cannot muck it up, can you?
No. I'm always the same as snitty. It's the yardstick for mine. I just go to every bolo and I judge that place on the snitty. If it's got a good snitty, you tell your mate, oh, great snitty, that's the place to go.
Because I was mowing the lawn and I love doing that. Yeah, mowing the lawn and sweeping everything up and doing the edges and the hedges and stuff like that. Anyway, I'm thinking, and partly I'm staying out there because I'm thinking, I'm fair chance of being in a bit of Barney rubble when I go outside.
Yeah, I was going to say,
And then, mate, you
cut the hedges
it.
With a pair of scissors.
That's what I was going to say. So it's funny how life comes to you through the screen of a mobile phone. So there was I actually took a screenshot of it where this guy, his partner says, oh, we need to talk when you finish the lawn. And then the next picture is of the bloke laying down, cutting the lawn with scissors. Because he just didn't want to go back inside. 1300 01 1170.
Just cut it on every setting of you. And just go, that's a bit too long. Maybe just one more down. Yeah, still too long.
Anyway, 1300 01 1170 is the way to have your say. And my phone will be off in the ad break. A break, and back with more.